Welcome to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters. Brought to you by Fresno Pacific University on 790 ESPN.
Welcome to show number one of the Sunbird Sports Report with Paul Metters, a weekly show every Wednesday night from 6 to 7, covering everything Fresno Pacific University athletics, from volleyball to water polo to basketball to track and field and baseball. This show will provide insight into the wonderful athletic programs at Fresno Pacific University. If you're unfamiliar with FPU, they compete at the Division II level. They transitioned from NAIA in 2012 and feature 8 men's sports and 10 women's sports, and have won 15 national titles, including 6 in volleyball, most recently in 2010 when they won an unprecedented 4 in a row. They compete in the Pac West Conference, except for water polo, who is in the Western Water Polo Association. Well, what should you expect from every episode? For me, it's all about community and giving a voice to the wonderful student athletes at FPU. They all have a story to tell. It's certainly not easy to be a college athlete. As we hear about their unique journeys, you'll feel a part of the community spirit that's alive and well at Fresno Pacific. I'm a proud alum of the school, graduating in 1994 with distinguished honors. Actually, I'm kidding. I just graduated. I barely did it. But C's get you degrees, right? So, I had a lot of fun at Fresno Pacific College. We're also going to be sharing game schedules and reviewing games from the previous weeks. Right now, both men's and women's soccer is in season, as is cross country and, of course, volleyball. Men's soccer, they're playing today at 5 o'clock at Stanislaus State. They have a first-year coach that may sound familiar around the Central Valley because former Clovis North boys coach Cam Shiroki is now the head coach. He led the Bronco program to 2 Central Section D1 titles. They're playing home against Cal State East Bay on Saturday at 3:30. Women's soccer is Wednesday at Menlo, then home Saturday against Academy of Art. Men's water polo is Friday at playing George Washington University at 1 o'clock at Sunnyside. Well, who's our guest on show number one? After the break, we're going to get to talk to members of the women's volleyball team led by first-year coach Kelsey Montagna. And one of her assistants, Katie Spees, and Geneva Elliott is going to join us as well, a redshirt junior. In addition, we'll chat with Clara Carrippo and Madison Gurnias. Towards the end of the show, we're going to have a segment called 5 Questions. These 5 questions were submitted by Fresno Pacific students, some being athletes, and they're going to be asked by Enzo Duffy, a member of the swim team, and a play-by-play announcer for the men's soccer team. I think you guys are really going to enjoy these Wednesday nights, chatting with all the great stuff that's happening at Fresno Pacific University. I know I am. When we take a break, we're going to take a break right now. You're listening to Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Now, welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show with Paul Metters on 790 ESPN.
All right, welcome back to 790 ESPN, the Sunbird Sports Show. I am your host, Paul Metters, show number one, and we got some women's volleyball players here. We got head coach Kelsey Montagna, we got assistant coach Katie Spees, and redshirt junior Geneva Elliott. So first of all, thank you guys for coming. You guys came like super early, 5:25. You guys are in here becoming familiar with the situation. So how are you guys feeling? You guys ready to do this or what?
Yeah, great. Yeah. Super excited to be here. And thank you so much for the opportunity.
Absolutely. And so it's show number one. Like what Disneyland, when you visit for the first time, you could get those buttons. So maybe we could have some patches or something made up, some stickers. So you guys are part of show number one. So this is super exciting for me as well. All right. So let's work backwards a little bit, Coach. I want to ask, first of all, about the first games of the year. You started with a loss to Stanislaus State on your home court, but you guys won 3 straight in your own Sunbird Classic. What did you learn about that team in those opening games?
Yeah, I think we knew going in that it was going to be a battle against Stanislaus. We knew that they were pretty well polished. They've been practicing for a few extra weeks than we had and took a trip. And so we knew it was going to be a battle, but I'm so thankful that we scheduled them first because we really got to see us play at a high level and really get to see what we need to work on really fast. And I thought that that's what we really executed on the remainder of the weekend. And, yes, we never want to lose, but I think it was a loss worth having of learning who we are and learning what we need to change or what really our team was all about.
And did you guys win 3 in a row by 3-0 scores, right?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, against Chico and Jessup and Art. And, you know, we played Art in the spring, and they're also competitive. And, you know, I think we were just on a roll that whole weekend after that loss against Stanislaus. It was, hey, we know we're good. We just need to be a little bit better. And maybe Stanislaus was just better than us that day. But what can we do to get better throughout the week? And I thought we did a really good job at that. Our serving was really tough. And that's something that I really take pride in, is like serving and passing. You can't play volleyball without that. And so I think we honed into that, and we made a few changes and adjustments, and everyone was on board with it. And so I think that's the best thing that could have possibly happened.
So how did that work? So the first two games were on one night, and then the second two games were...
So we played Stanislaus on Thursday, and then we played the next two on Friday, and then our last one was on Saturday.
So your first one as a head coach at Fresno Pacific University was on Friday night?
Thursday.
It was Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay. So did they do anything special? Did they give you
We lost. So on Thursday, no. But on Friday, our first one we got.
Friday,
there's a ball that is in my office right now that says first win as a Sunbird, which is awesome, and everyone signed it. And Kyle and I took a photo, and to be honest, I was on to the next already, and I was like, oh, well, yeah, this is great. Let's cherish the moment. And I think that was such a special moment, not only for myself, but for the entire program of moving into a direction, and just very blessed to be there.
Absolutely. And when number one, it's always special, especially, you know, as a head coach at a Division II school. All right. I want to talk about Geneva really quick, coach. what does she bring to the program? What's her position, and how is she shaping up this year so far?
Yeah. I mean, Geneva's such a light, you know, and she's staring at me right now, but, Geneva's so kind-hearted, and, you know, even if you don't see it on the court, because she's just dominant in the middle, like, she is someone who is so hungry to get better and to consistently work hard, not only for herself, but her team. And I think she knows what an important role she has in the middle. Being a middle blocker is not easy. That's what I did in college, and not saying that's why it's hard, but I understand the difficulty of being a middle blocker. And, you know, you're always up, you're always jumping, you're always having to be put in really tough situations to score. And so I think she does a great job at that, and she just wants to continue to get better. And she's so lighthearted and is a servant leader in our community. And so I think that just adds to her and just what she brings to the entire team. So we're really fortunate to have her. And
that's fantastic. And you said the word community, right?
Definitely.
Definitely. Fresno Pacific is a community, and we want to share all those great stories. But in Geneva, I want to ask you personally, like, how was your road to ending up at Fresno Pacific? Like, where did you play high school? I think you went to another school before Fresno Pacific. So how has your journey been to where you are now?
Yeah, so I'm from Tucson, Arizona. So I went to high school out there. I went to a small Christian school. Our volleyball team, I love those girls, but we weren't that great, but it was a really great experience to be able to play with them. And then out of high school, I got recruited to Abilene Christian University in Texas, so very different than California. But I was there for a year and a half, and honestly didn't love the experience and decided to transfer after those two seasons. And I got recruited here, and literally 2 weeks after hearing about the school, I was already up here and moved in.
And here you are. What do you love about the team? We're going to be bringing on a couple of your teammates later in the show, but what do you love about your experience so far at Fresno Pacific?
I absolutely love the team. We're all very close. I think that we have a really close bond, and we've been through a lot of things that have brought us even closer together. We share the same values, I would say, and we all want to work really hard, and we really want to win. So that's something that's nice to have in common. I really like our coaches, obviously.
Well, they're to your left. You better say right
things
about them. Right here. Great things about you. They're right there.
Yeah, they're just amazing people, and they help us grow, and they're always pushing us to be our best, and that is something that's really important. And then just the culture at Fresno Pacific as a school has been amazing. I've enjoyed just about every single class I've had, and I'm just really happy to be here.
That's awesome. That's great. What's your major? What do you, how many credits or whatever are you from getting your degree? I know you're a registered junior, so.
Yeah, so I'm actually, close. I'm a communication major, and I'm extending my undergrad year for another semester so that I can play my fifth year here.
Nice.
Yeah, so I actually switched my major like twice. I started off with interior design at my old school, and then I had switched to business for like a semester, and now I'm communication.
There you go. I mean, look at it, and you're shining already.
I know. Microphone, I told you.
Just an absolute natural. Oh my gosh, communication major, that fits you perfectly. All right, so I want to talk about Katie Spees, your assistant. How easy was it to bring her along though, Coach? Like, is that just an easy choice? Bring along as an assistant?
Yeah. I didn't know Katie coming in, and I had heard about Katie Spees, and I'm like, I need to meet this person, this Katie. And so I think within like the first week or two that I was hired, I met Katie and I was like, hey, would you like to help anytime? Like, it'd be great. And then as we got into the nitty gritty of trying to find an assistant coach, I talked to admin about like who they think would be best, and I knew they would be a really big part of it. And something that I really value my assistant coaches, like I want them to be looked at as almost as equal as me. Like I want the players to go to get them. I want them to have a voice. I want them to be able to have tough conversations with me. And that's really important to me to find in my staff. And so the first conversation I had with Katie was kind of like, hey, have you thought about this? And she lit up. It was like, yeah, that's something I really would like to do. And
what took you so long?
And I think, you know, there it was a long process in general during my hiring process. And so I wasn't really in like a huge rush, but I also wanted to make sure I made the right decision. And so I knew right away after talking with Katie, like she would be ideal. Like she had been in the conference, she's been around these players. And I know sometimes it could look a little tricky, but I just knew deep down, like there's a reason why Katie is still here, and there's a reason why I'm here, and it would be foolish of me not to bring Katie on board. And it's been an absolute blessing, I think, not only for our players, but for our community and for our coaching staff. So,
all right, let me throw out some stats here because it's provided by Fresno Pacific University. How about this? 1,747 assists, 118 aces, and 96 matches. So Katie, just why do you love Fresno Pacific so much?
I always say that I love the people. Fresno might not be anyone's favorite city by any means, but the people is what makes it worth it. I don't think I can say that I dislike anyone at Fresno Pacific. It's hard not to like everybody there. They are so kind. They love God. They love others. It's fun to be around.
How easy was it to transition from coach? I know you coached at Buchanan, right? You coached mm-hmm. the JV boys, and you're an assistant with the girls.
Yeah.
While you were playing. Mm-hmm. So how easy, though, was it a transition to become, you know, a player now to an assistant coach?
I'm not going to lie. I was nervous at first because I was very close. Still am very close with the girls, especially the returners. However, I think they made it super easy. They have respected my role, and they've respected our relationship, and looked to me for guidance in aspects that are more my realm and more closer in age, like the age gap between us, which has been super awesome.
That's great. That's great. I want to ask about the quirkiness too of volleyball players, right? You think about superstitions for baseball players. Maybe they have to jump over the line when they mm-hmm. go out to their position, and you know, basketball guys have their things after free throws, which kind of bothers me, right? You're expected to make a free throw. Why do you got to give everybody knuckles after making
it's like
a free
throw?
Serve? Mm-hmm. It's like a serve, right? You're expected to get that thing in. All right. So, what are some of the quirky things that volleyball players do?
I think our cheers. Each team has like their own quirky little cheers that they love to do to get in the other team's head. And especially for Fresno Pacific, it's our hair. We love to do cute hairstyles, funny hairstyles on game day. That's a quirkiness.
Coach is slapping her head right now.
Because it's true. I asked them how long they need it. You know, as you're learning things, I asked, how long do they need to prepare for a match? And they're like, oh, coach, we need at least 3 hours. I'm like, 3 hours? And I said, 3 hours? And they said, well, yeah, it takes us an hour to do our hair. And I said, back in my day, which wasn't that long ago, I just put it up in a ponytail and I still do. But it's different now. But they all look great.
You got to
look
great.
They do all look great.
All right.
So
look great, play great.
All right, Geneva, do you have anything that you know, any type of a superstition or anything that you like to do before a game or during a game?
I think visualization is so important for me. That's one thing that I really like to do. If I see myself doing it, I will do it in the game. So that's really important. And then I feel like just being at the net during the game, I like to, between plays, just talk to whoever's next to me, you know, crack some jokes. We have some really funny inside jokes that came from the net during the game. So, yeah, it's just really fun.
Do you ever talk to the other team during a game? Is that taboo in volleyball? Mm-hmm. It is, huh?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. I think it's getting worse as the years have gone. When I played, I never really noticed it, but after I've had some conversations of some heated discussions across the net of name calling or, I don't know, stares, it's become more normalized, I guess, now.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm seeing at the high school level,
Yeah.
So I'm sure
yeah.
it's seeping into the college level.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
It always ends up everywhere.
All right. So we've talked about crazy hair taking 3 hours, right?
It's not crazy.
Prep.
It's perfect hair.
It's perfect hair. All right. Let's talk about perfect hair. How do you feel, Coach, about this team right now? Obviously, you're 7 games in. This is your first year at Fresno Pacific. What's like the trajectory of this team? What are some goal setting that you guys have had?
Yeah, I think, you know, we start conference this week and everyone's really excited for conference. I think every school is. And, you know, it's just how do we get better with each of those matches? You know, I have really high expectations and I think it's like reachable for us is to be top 4, top 3 in the conference. And I would, you know, even though it's my first year in this conference, I've talked a lot with players and coaches and who have been around of where do you see us? And that's exactly where they put us. Okay. Maybe not the polls, the coaches' polls that were sent out, but I also don't think they realized the returners that we have and the progression they've made and also our incoming players that have really impacted us just in practice of getting everyone better. And so, you know, I think day by day we're getting better. We had a few hard lessons learned this past week at the right route 92.
Yeah.
But we bounced back. And that to me speaks volumes of how resilient this team can be and how high of a level we can play. And so that's exciting. So, you know, I'm not someone who's like, oh, we're going to go 5-0. I mean, that would be great. But as long as we're continuing to be better and to continue to be our best human or person that we can possibly be to each other and to the community, I think we're doing what we need to be doing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's, right? I mean, there's the performance on the court, and
yeah.
then that's how you represent your community. And you're right, you got Fresno Pacific
mm-hmm.
across your chest or wherever you have the logo, and that's important when you represent your school. Geneva, I want to ask you about, like, the most exhilarating play that you've had this year. So you've had, is there something that pops in your mind? Is there, like, a hard block that you had, maybe a one-on-one block or went off somebody?
Yeah, so this past weekend...
That wasn't hard.
This past weekend, we were able to get a high of 17 team blocks.
17.
Yeah, against Lubbock Christian. And a lot of those were really great stuff blocks. Mm-hmm. And I'm very happy that I was able to have a few of them. But yeah, it's just exciting. Blocking is so fun, and especially when it's a stuff block.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
absolutely.
I'd say that.
Defense wins championships, right? Yes. All right, we got about another 30 seconds. Claire, I want to ask you, major-wise, right? Claire. Katie, my bad, Katie. I was looking at the wrong thing. Katie, I want to ask you more about, like, your role. We got about 30 seconds, sorry, about your role as a coach. Like, what are some of the things that you work on and practice and during games? What are some of your roles?
Defense, and then I work alongside with Kelly Winter, another one of our assistants, with the setters. Those are my, like, main two things that I help work with during practice. But during games, I help scout the other team and what they're doing in order to for us to better prepare for them.
Awesome. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, guys. We're going to take a break here. We're going to bring on a couple more athletes. We are going to bring on Claire. Sorry, Katie, about that. And Madison as well. So this is the first show. Just a couple quirks, but things are rolling on really nicely. You're listening to Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show on 790 ESPN.
All right. Welcome back to the Sunbird Sports Show, 790 ESPN. I'm your host, Paul Metters. Doing this show every Wednesday night from 6 to 7, so be sure to check it out live. If you missed it live, you can go to 1430ESPNFresno.com. In a couple days, our first episode, this show will be listed on the website. You guys will be able to check that out whenever you want. You can download it as a podcast as well. Skip the commercials, but hey, the commercials are what pays for this show, right? So go ahead and support all the great organizations that support 790 and 1430 as well. All right, we did a little switcheroo. We still got Coach Kelsey on the show, and now we are joined by Madison Gurnias and Claire Carrippo. How are you girls doing?
I'm doing good.
You guys are doing good? Well, you guys were very, very chatty in the waiting room, in the green room. So now is your time to shine. So, Coach, let's just talk about each player right here. So just kind of speak about Claire and what she brings to the program and how she's performed this year so far.
Claire? Yeah, she's great. I mean, she is someone who is going to come up to you and ask a question, and she's also going to be the one who is, like, super consistent and brings the team together. I think everyone knows that they can rely on Claire emotionally or physically, and just be as consistent as possible, and a great friend, I think. But yeah, I mean, Claire, we have her on, you know, she's a pen. I like to use pens because I think both outsides or right sides, you should be able to play both. So it's what's great about Claire is she can pass and she can play both on the left and the right. So if she is on the right, she can come back and pass for us. If she's on the left, she's going all the way around. And so, but yeah, Claire and I go way back, back to Fresno City and Cabrillo days. So I'm very happy to have the chance to be able to continue to coach Claire.
Yeah, so you coached against her. Kind of tell us that story of when you first watched her play, because what you got the best though, because you got yourself a state championship, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I watched Claire dome a right back setter unconsciousness in the state tournament, actually. Yeah. But before I was at Fresno Pacific, I coached at Cabrillo College for a few years, and then I came back to Fresno and helped out at Fresno City, and Claire was there in her sophomore year. So,
all right, Claire. So, talk about your state championship though first, and then we'll get into how you got to Fresno Pacific.
Yeah. Well, let's see. I was in Fresno City 2021 fall, so that was right after COVID. So we actually had a lot of girls that were like 21 and 22 years old, which is really uncommon for JUCO. But the fun thing about it is that also the teams we were playing against were that old too. So I think the competition in that year of JUCO was really, really high. And actually, more than half my team ended up going D2 or D1. So yeah, that was a really fun year. We went 33-3. The state tournament was at home that year. We beat Feather River, which was going to be our hardest game in the quarterfinals. And then I think as soon as we won that game, we would just, I think we're like, oh, we're winning state. Because then our next game was West Valley, who was good, but was not as strong as Feather River. And yeah, we beat them with a home crowd, which is uncommon to host the state tournament. And yeah, it was an awesome year.
All right. So how'd you make your way to Fresno Pacific?
So honestly, I grew up going, I live just outside of Yosemite. So the Valley has always been very near and dear to my heart. But I never really considered Fresno Pacific as a school. Just nothing personal. There were just previous coaches that I just wasn't super sure of or never felt super compelled to reach out to them other than going to the camps when I was little. And then, yeah, they got a new coach. So when I was at Fresno City, I kind of decided I wanted to stay close to home and an opportunity arise there. A good scholarship, and they have a really good psychology department. So I knew that was my major. So I decided it was a good fit. Yeah. So I love FPU. I grew up going to Minarets High School, which is a small school, and FPU has that same exact close-knit feeling where all the professors know you by name. So I love that.
And one of your professors is Dr. Jay Pope, a friend of mine, and he's guiding you to a career. He's like forcing you to make a decision. All right, he's like, what's he doing with this?
If he's listening to this, he's gonna be mad at me.
He will.
Yeah. No, I love Dr. Jay Pope. All of the psych professors are awesome. Every single one of them since the day I transferred there have just known me in my name. I walk in and they're like, "Oh, Claire, you're sweaty. Like, was lift hard?" Like, they know all these personal things about me. And Jay was actually one that I had an opportunity to take I got to choose between classes this year, and I chose the one with him because I said, well, I like him, so I'll take him again. So yeah, I love all my psych
professors.
That's
awesome. That's great. All right, Coach, I want to ask about Madison. What does she bring to your program?
Oh man, Maddie's great. Yeah. It's so like, there's no one that I would ever say anything bad about, right? They bring such a uniqueness to our team of just who they are. Like, each one of them brings such a high quality character piece. And I think Maddie is one of those who, you know, I think that there's been some tough years, but she's had such a light. And a lot of the reasoning that her and I have talked about is like because of the FPU community. And I think that's something that just speaks volumes about who Maddie is. Like, even in darkness, she sees light. She makes light of every situation. She might be the quiet one, but once you crack that, she is just like this and that. It's like, yes, Maddie, talk more, shine your light on everyone. And so, you know, and she's a dominant middle. I think she's very dominant in our conference in general, and just us utilizing her and Geneva, all of our middles, is will really continue to help open doors for other players and other positions.
Maddie, you're one of the three people from Arizona in this room right now?
Yes.
Three. Wow. All right. Yes. So first of all, describe, what's the difference in heat? So my daughter went to Northern Arizona University for 2 years. So I did that drive a lot. And obviously there's different types of heat in different parts of Arizona, right? So yes. How would you compare where you grew up in Arizona to the Fresno heat? Is there even a comparison, or what's the difference? Is there no difference?
I wouldn't say there's much. I haven't really been in Fresno over summer much time, but The time I have been here, I would say it's very comparable. It's like, maybe I'm going to escape this heat in Arizona. I come back, I'm like...
And you're in Fresno.
It might be slightly cooler, but heat's heat. I don't feel the difference.
Well, what, it get up to 117, like in July of this year in Fresno. So yeah, I've seen those temperatures in Arizona as well. All right. So Maddie, Coach said some incredible things about you, a sense of community and what you bring to the team. But what do you love about Fresno Pacific University?
I love the tight-knit community of Fresno Pacific. I said when my first year at Fresno Pacific was COVID was still going on, like you got stuck like in our mods, we called them the dorms, and like you were stuck with those people, and it was like you couldn't go out much, classes were on Zoom, so it was tough to make those friends, but you got really close with the people you're around, and as the years went on you got closer and closer, like not just with the girls on the team, but other sports, like wide range. Like, I don't know who I'm not friends with from another team on on campus. And that's what I love. Like, it's all, majority of campus is athletes, and we all support each other, which is something, like, I have friends that go to big D1 schools, and they don't know other athletes. And it's something I think is really special to know athletes. We're all going through the same thing, and it's just a really special, like, opportunity we all get.
Absolutely. I wholeheartedly agree, right? The community is involved. The students are involved as well. What are volleyball games? How many volleyball games have you had at home so far this year?
Four.
Four?
Mm-hmm.
And how's the atmosphere? Do you have like a little cheering session, there? What's that look
well,
like?
Well, I'm very new. So,
well, okay,
yeah,
I'll say.
It was good.
Yeah, Fresno Pacific doesn't have football. And, you know, when we have that Fresno heat, where do students want to be except a really fun gym with AC?
Yeah.
So I actually think our student section does a really good job of showing up, because volleyball is one of the more fun sports to watch. Not that there's boring sports, but it's fast paced and kids get to exude the energy that they would at a football game screaming. So I think compared to some schools that we go to, definitely our student section shows up.
Yeah, I've been at games before back when I was a student. That was the thing to do. I mean, we had really good teams that The 89 was the first national championship mm-hmm. team. And so, God, I mean, that gym could get loud.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? When you get the right crowd in there.
The banner of national championships are now up in the gym, nice. Which I think is awesome. So alumni, it's there for you.
I remember when they first put it up, it was really small. It almost looked like the back of a Letterman's jacket, like one of those. It was really, really small. So I'm happy happy to hear that it's been upgraded.
Yeah, it's exciting times.
All right, so what about bonding times, right? We talked a little bit about, you know, some of the quirkiness that volleyball players have and, you know, the perfect hair, right? So what are some bonding experiences that you guys have had so far with the team?
I'm laughing because I'm thinking of foil wars right now. I think before we go to our bonding trip, I think what really bonds a team is taking them out in the community and doing community service, because it takes them out of like a routine where it's just them. Like I really think team bonding starts with community. And so we've gone to the Boys and Girls Club. We've gone to the Fresno Humane Animal Society, which are two groups that I work closely with. And so we've kind of continued that sense. And so it was nice to see like some people reach out and some people who have never been a part of those environments. And I think it really helped us understand each other in those moments. But specifically team bonding, we were supposed to go up to one of our assistant coaches' cabin up in Wawona. And so half the team went because the other half had class and I was back recruiting and hanging out and waiting for them. And by the time they got up there and started hanging out, there's someone already in the cabin thinking they rented it. So we're like, what do we do? And we ended up actually going to Claire's family's house, which was great and beautiful. I won't give the location because we're live on air, but it was amazing. And her family was great in allowing us to host. And so we took all our cooler food and went there, and we hiked the next day. We did the 5 H's. And then we also did foil wars, where it's like, hey, here's a piece of foil and put you up in groups and you have to make a sunbird out of this one.
Rolls of foil, not a piece. So it got messy.
Yeah.
It was fun.
And a few of them dressed up like a sunbird and acted like a sunbird. And then it was our theme of the year, which is iron sharpens iron. And it was just a really great time for, I think, them to all show their quirkiness or their personality a little bit more. And then the last day, what am I missing? We went hiking.
We did lip sync wars. Yeah.
And we had a Mamma Mia session, jumping in the pool. I think it's just so awesome for those moments for them to feel like they can be themselves and show who they are, because they each bring such a unique piece. And understanding, I think, as a whole, if you understand the person and where their background is or where they come from or what really makes them tick or what makes them laugh, like, it just makes the experience so much more valuable and more enjoyable. Like, you can understand and get to know each other deeper.
So we talked before you guys came on. So how many total are on your roster? You said, what, 10 returners, and you have 5 new newcomers?
So 15 total.
15 total. Mm-hmm. So, Claire, what has been for you a really cool bonding experience, right? Obviously, the sunbirds, dressing up a sunbird, making it out of foil. Some people out there might be like, what does a sunbird exactly look like, right? Well, I'm looking at the shirt. So, yeah, it's kind of a mean-looking bird, right? So is there another bonding experience that you guys have had, maybe in a van, right? You guys haven't gone too far.
Games on the buses. We like to play games on the buses. Sometimes we'll do those. But I think the most bonding moment we had, just because we're so early in preseason, was actually the 5 H's that we did on the team bonding, which are heritage, heroes, highlights, heartbreaks, and hopes. Yeah. So we went around a circle sharing all of those things, and there was not a dry eye in the room. But I think that was something I really valued, and like coaching, I'll take that with me, because you got to know things about people that without those 5 H's you would never hear. And I also think that like I am a more open person, but I think we do have a lot of quiet personalities in our team that wouldn't otherwise have the opportunity to let us on that vulnerable side of them. So I think it was really awesome. Kind of like doing that right away and almost a forced setting, but like it was like group therapy in a way. Like, it was awesome. And I think no matter what happens volleyball wise, knowing all those people on that level, like, you always respect them as a person after knowing so much about them.
Well, that's perfect. You're a psych major, right?
Yeah, so psychoanalyzing.
Yeah, psychoanalyzing all that stuff. Maddie, is there something special that's happened this year so far? Obviously, it's still early in the season, but has there been a special moment, maybe even on the court or at practice, that stands out to you?
I think one special moment was this past tournament. I mean, on Friday, both of our games didn't go the way we wanted to, and I think it was kind of like a scare moment, I think, because it's like, is this what season's going to look like, or are we going to turn this around? And I think going into Saturday, like, we really turned it around and really saw, like, the team we could be. And I feel like that was such a special moment to see, like, how great our team could be. And, like, the bus ride back, like, all that stuff, the excitement of just, like, we are a good team and we know it. And even though we had two losses that were tough, we jumped right back from those losses and really showed the true FPU volleyball.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's what you want to hear, huh, Coach? All right. We got about another minute here or so, about 10 seconds or so. All right. Coach, I want to ask about the PacWest, right? So mm-hmm. Who are some of the really tough teams that you guys are looking for? I know you play Biola this Friday, and then you have a game on Saturday.
Concordia.
As well.
Yeah. Concordia. I would say the two toughest is Chaminade and Point Loma, and I think everyone knows that. I think they're nationally recognized as well. So those will probably be two of the toughest opponents that we have. I think everyone in the Pac West is going to be competitive this year. I think sometimes the Pac West is overlooked by other conferences a little bit, but I think this year it's a pretty even playing field from everything that I've seen, everything I've watched. So it's going to be exciting.
Girls, is there a certain match you're looking forward to? I mean, Well, you could say who your rival is, like who you really want to
everyone.
Beat.
Everyone.
I was going to say, I feel like we used to say this at Fresno City too, but like there's always a target on Fresno's back. So I don't think there's really one team that I think of and I'm like, man, I feel like it's all of them. In a good way though. Also, I think because we changed the amount of people we have in our conference this year, we don't play everybody home and away. So some of those people we only play home, only away. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited to play Point Loma home next weekend. Point Loma's always a good, healthy, like,
all right,
competition. Yeah, and I'm really excited to see just, I don't know, with that target on our back, like what we can do with it. And with a new kind of era of FPU volleyball, I'm just excited to reintroduce ourselves to every conference.
All right, so remind us again. So who exactly is in the Pac West, right? Can you name? I know I'm putting you on the spot.
Biola,
a little bit.
Concordia, Point Loma, Chaminade, Hilo, HPU, Jessup, Vanguard,
Menlo,
Academy of Art,
Dominican,
Westmont,
Azusa
Pacific,
and us.
I think that's 14. I already said art. Yeah. So I think that's 14. Hopefully we're not forgetting anybody.
We might be forgetting one.
That's off the top of my head, though. So
that's excellent.
Yeah.
That's a great job. So what's the farthest trip out of all those?
Hawaii.
So you guys are going?
Yeah.
Yeah? Every year?
Yes.
You have to fundraise for that? Or what's in the budget for that?
Well, it's in the budget. You know, we're not baseball and have to travel 30. But, you know, we travel 20. yeah, we go to Hawaii every year. I think Hilo switches back and forth between coming to us or us playing them, but we play all three Hawaiian teams when we're over there, and we're over there for
6 days.
Yeah, for 6 days, and we're over in Hawaii.
You guys know the dates?
Or Halloween. Halloween.
Oh, during Halloween. Mm-hmm.
We go, we play UCSC, who is my former coach. She is now the head coach at UCSC, so it's nice. Friendly trip, and we get to go over there, play a Division III school, and then fly out of San Jose and get the ball rolling. So,
that's awesome. That's awesome. That's going to be something you guys are going to look forward to. All right, we're going to have a new little segment here. We're going to do 5 questions. These are questions from the students at Fresno Pacific College. And with me, help me out, is Enzo Duffy. He is from Uruguay, and he's a junior at FPU right now. He's on the swim team. He's the play-by-play for the men's soccer program as well. So we got 5 questions. It's going to be a fun segment every Wednesday. So fire away, Enzo.
Well, first off, thank you, Paul, for the introduction and for the space and time here at 790 ESPN. Well, this is a new segment, and we're going to go ahead and present the 5 questions. So the first question actually goes for Coach Kelsey. It comes in from the soccer player Celine Corona, FPU women's soccer team. The question is, what are a couple goals for this season for Coach Kelsey?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, you know, conference is really important to us after, you know, we're done with preseason now. So being top four, top three in conference, making sure that we just grow as people, people being servant leaders, growing them not only as that, but the best volleyball athletes that they can be.
Thank you, Coach Kelsey, and we thank Celine Corona as well for the question. Question number two comes from runner at the cross-country team, Damian Smith, and he asks to Geneva, what do you like to eat pre-game and post-game?
So, honestly, my favorite thing to eat pre-game is just a good old sandwich. I know they get old, and a lot of the team gets sick of them. We've tried other things, but I love a good hearty sandwich. Can't go wrong. You can customize it. I'm a picky eater, so I always get exactly what I want. And then for post game, I just love Chick-fil-A. Can't go wrong with Chick-fil-A after a win. It's delicious. Some nuggets, some Chick-fil-A sauce. It's amazing.
Yeah, you cannot go wrong with any of those. Question number three, coming from student section leader Natalie Santana. Who inspires you the most? This goes for Madison.
Someone who inspires me the most would be both of my parents. My dad, he was a college athlete too, so growing up it was very like sport heavy, and he really pushed me to be the person I am today when it comes to sports. And like I always say, I would not be going into my senior year if it wasn't for my dad. And when it comes to my mom, she just also has always supported me. If anything was going wrong, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior year, whatever it was, like I jump on the phone right away with her, and she's just an amazing woman and always had my back no matter what. So I always look up to the two of them.
That's amazing. Question number five comes from FBU women's soccer player Madison Anderson. And she's asking to Claire, who on the team can crack a joke at any time?
All right. Well, we have a few jokesters on the team. Honestly, we're just a funny team in general. But two specifically are Amani Abed. She's our transfer from Dominican University. She says some of the funniest things you'll ever hear, but I don't think she says them jokingly. I think she says them non-ironically, and everybody else just finds her really funny. But as far as like jokes go, Rachel is a real jokester. She has a lot of dad jokes, but you know, when we're at practice at 7:30 in the morning or like just waking up from a nap and going to weights, Rachel will say something that will make you laugh and wake you up. So Rachel and Amani are the two clowns of the team for sure.
That's great. Shout out to them both. And we all need people like that in our teams to hype up and have those funny moments and travels and practice. Paul, before I hit it back to you, I just want to announce that this Saturday we have a doubleheader at Ramirez Field. I'll be calling both soccer games live on the PacWest network. The FPU men will play Cal State East Bay at 3:30 p.m., followed by the FPU women versus Academy of Art at 6. This will be a very special broadcast because in honor of Spanish Heritage Month, I'll be calling both games in Spanish for the first time in school's history. So tune in to the PacWest Network on Saturday to check it out. Match passes are available for $15 per game to stream the action live. The PacWest Network is available on mobile apps, smart TVs, or online at PacWestNetwork.tv.
All right, great stuff as always. We got a couple minutes here, and I'm going to throw in my own fun question, and I guess I can ask it. We got all five of you in here right now. All right, we're going to do a would you rather, and then we're going to end the show after that. Would you rather, anybody can answer here, would you rather be a fantastic dancer or an amazing singer? So maybe think of like America's Got Talent or something. Like what would you rather be?
Ooh, I think I would rather be a fantastic dancer. One of my closest friends from back home is a dancer, and she competes at UNLV, so I always see her dance videos, and I'm like, I'm not coordinated like that whatsoever, so I kind of wish I could move like that, so I think a dancer.
All right, anybody else? Claire, anybody want to?
I want to say singer because I think it would be more of like a beneficial to the people in my life if I knew how to sing, but my heart says dancing. I have no rhythm, so.
All right, how about another one? And other two girls can chime in here. Would you rather have a lifetime free supply of your favorite food or free travel for life? Geneva, you're going to hop on this one.
I think I would have to say free travel for life, because then I could go anywhere I wanted to go and I could experience anything, and maybe I'd find a new favorite food while I'm there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. Communications major, everybody. Look at that. Great answer. All right. Same question here. Katie?
I too would say travel. I only have been out of the country a few times and only to Mexico, so I think I would use it to travel the world more.
Well, what about Hawaii? Have you been?
That's not out of the country.
Katie, we're taking you. My husband and I are taking you places. I'm a huge travel junkie. So.
Hawaii, yes. So the Fresno Pacific women's volleyball team is going to Hawaii. That's going to be a fun trip. All right, we got to wrap everything up. Thank you guys for coming. This has been a fantastic time. Thanks to Fresno Pacific University, and thanks to Kelsey Montagna, assistant coach Katie Spees, Madison Gurnias, Geneva Elliott, and Clara Corippo. Thank you guys, and go Birds. Appreciate you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.